start your day the Terraway Northwest London, Sunday, 19th of Teves, 31st of January. Dan Shmuel Simon Schlitter, does the end justify the means? This week's Torah been sponsored jointly by family Blachman and Nishmas, Ramosha David Ben Rabav Roam Chanuch Waldman, Zechron Lebrocha, whose Yahrzeit is on Tuesday, and by family Stimler on the Yahrzeit of their dear mother in Nishmas, Cyril Basrub Shlomo Zalman, Olea Sholem, whose Yahrzeit is on Wednesday.
Morning. The end of yesterday's Parsha, Parshas Vayechi, after the Ptur of Yaakov Avinu, the Shvatim, the Shiftei Kor, they come to Yosef HaTzadik, and they're afraid that Yosef HaTzadik is going to take revenge for the Aveiro Mechiras Yosef, sending down Yosef to Mitzrayim for the years he spent in the dungeons. And they asked him, they asked him for forgiveness. Please forgive us. Yosef HaTzadik not only says it's not even necessary to forgive you. Al tiro ki asachas elikim oni va'atem chashavtem olai ro elikim chashov leteva leman asei kayim azel lahachyes amrov. It may very well be, says to your brothers, that you planned something terrible for me. You sent me down as a son, as a young boy, to leave his father's house, to leave his family. For the years I spent in Shem, you may have had a bad thoughts, bad intents. But it turned out an incredible benefit from it. The fact that I was able to end up in Mitzrayim and be able to be placed in the Chalomus and come in front of Paro and be appointed Mishnah LeMelech was in order that you can save yourselves and come down to Mitzrayim LaHachyes Amrov. And therefore, a seemingly Yosef HaTzadik is saying to them, it's unnecessary, even with all the bad thoughts that you had, all the bad agendas that you had, by the end of the day it came, there was a good end to the story. And therefore, you don't even need to worry about it. I don't even have to forgive you. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh brings it out clearly. The words of Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explaining the words of Yosef HaTzadik. He says, although you brothers wanted to do an Aveira, by the end of the day, there was a big Yeshua. It's like somebody plans to give his friend, call him his friend, a cup of poison. And it turned out he offered him a cup of poison, hoping that the terrible thing would come out. But Lamaisa, what came out was wine inside, and he survived. And although he had a bad intent, as Aruchama Kodesh, you don't need any kapara, slicho, mechila. You don't need atonement. You may have had a bad intent, but at the end of the day, something wonderful came out. There was wine inside. She'ena mischaev klum, you have no worries. You're not responsible at all. V'harehem peturim v'zakoim gam b'dinei shamayim. Yosef HaTzadik says to the brothers, you're potter, not only b'dei odom, b'dei shamayim, you've got nothing to worry about. You had the most terrible intent. But at the end of the day, an incredible Yeshua came out for yourselves, for your father's house, for everybody, for the Shivim Nefesh Asher Yodu Rabzim Mishraim. You've got absolutely nothing to worry about. That's the incredible answer that Yosef HaTzadik says. Happens often, La Halocha, a person does an Aveira on Shabbos, he switches on the light, he cooks, and he needs Slicha V'Kapori. If it's Meshoyig, he needs a Korban. If it's Mezis, Chai Misa. But it turns out that what he cooked saved life. He was able to be Masal Lefosh. There was somebody who was ill. Pikuach Nefesh, he needed a food. Your intent may have been to be Mechal Shabbos, but it turned out there was Hatzonos Nefosh, Pikuach Nefesh. The way Yosef HaTzadik answers the brother, you've got nothing to worry about, you don't need Slicha V'Kapori. Just before we come to the main point, to understand a little bit what this answer is, it's true that an incredible Yeshua came out from Yosef HaTzadik and gone on to Mitzrayim. He was able lahachyos amrov to save Yaakov Avinu. But who said he had to go down in the way he went down? To be sold by his brothers to Yishmaelim and on to Potiphar with the whole story, with everything that happened. Of course the Yeshua came out. But it doesn't mean that he had to be sold in the way he was sold by his brothers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have sent him down in a much better threat away. Surely in order just simply to save his father's house and his brother's house, he didn't have to be sold down as an eved, worse than an eved, and sold to Pharaoh with the whole story of the Shaspotra and he put in the base of Asurim. That wasn't necessary in order to save life. So why then do the brothers of Yosef not need a kapara? For what they did, that wasn't part of the Yeshua. Yosef HaTzadik could have gone down, been invited by Paro to become a Mishnah LeMelech with all the glory in the world, and he would have still saved his brothers. I saw last week a beautiful idea from Shmuel Birnbaum, the Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, the Meir Rosh Hashiva in Brooklyn. He says an incredible vort. Yosef HaTzadik had this unbelievable gadlus, he saved his father's house, he saved all his brothers from a famine. But there's no way that Yosef HaTzadik would have been zeicher to the feeling and the feeling for his brothers to look after him so much had he not gone through a godless himself and known what it means to be hungry. Yosef HaTzadik, had he gone down as invited as a guest of Paro to become a Mishnah LeMelech and lived in the palace of Paro for many years, and looked after who are Mashma Koloetz, but he never once experienced that feeling of what it means to be a famine, to be hungry, he would never been zeicher to be able, the Hachyus Amrov, to really look after his father and his brothers. That koyach that Yosef HaTzadik had, to look after his father and his brothers and the whole family the way he did, only came because he was Magishit. Yosef HaTzadik went through that experience, he felt it, he knew what it was like, and he felt he wanted to help others like that. That was the chelik of L'Hachyis Amrav. That's what Yosef was saying to them. This, although you had a bad intent, but it was part of the Seder Advarim for me to be able to look after you. I went through an experience. I was able to learn from the experience. And I learned from that experience to help my brother, my family, my father, and my whole family. That was a chelik which the Rechaim HaKodesh is saying, that every little bit, which although had a bad intent, but was needed, worked to Hatzel Nefoshes. In this week's Seder, we see with Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshion Shel Yisrael, Basio Basparu saves him, Ki Min Amayim Mishisihu, Vayigdal Moshe vayetzel echo vayar besivloisom. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu, who grew up in the palace of Paroi, he went out to his brothers vayar besivloisom. Says Rashi, what do you mean vayar besivloisom? Nosan eino velibo elios meitzah aleim. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Meshion Shel Yisrael, but the problem was he was brought up in the palace of Paroi. He knew that in order for him to fulfill his tafkid, which Basi had put onto him, Moshe Rabbeinu Kimina Mai Meshisu, it would only work if he went out Nosan Liboy Ve'eino Valeim, to put his heart and his eyes to be mitzvah with his brother Klal Yisrael. If he would have sat back in the palace of Paroi, he could have stayed there to the end of his life. He would have never experienced what they're going through. He would have sat back. He would never have felt things. He would never become Mishin Shel Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu in his godless knew, as the Pasuk says, Chazal tell us, the Pasuk says, Vayigdal Hayeled, he grew up. But again, Vayigdal Moshe Vayislechov, he matured. He knew that it's not for nothing that he's living in the palace of Paro. There must be a purpose, Mishin Shel Yisrael. But he knows if he doesn't feel for them, he will never get out to them. He will never save them. Nosan Einov Veliboy. Interesting, Rashi says Einov Veliboy. It's not even good enough just to go out and see. A person can look out in the street and see somebody else suffering, but he can go straight past him. He can see it. He can react for a minute, but a minute later he can forget all about it. A person has to concentrate. He has to focus. Nosan Einov Veliboy Aleim Lies Meis Aleim. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that unless he goes out and sees what it is, he will never be able to reach a madrega of being Mashion Shel Yisrael. And in fact, the Megdash tells us, a bit further on in this week's Sedra, where Moshe Rabbeinu gets to the snare, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Osu Anova Ere, I'll turn and see what this Mara HaGadol Hazeh. Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Kisor Lirois, saw, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Vayem Hineni, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu pointed him to save Klal Yisrael. The Medrash says, what does it mean Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois, when Hashem saw that he's turned away in order to see? Poshup Pshat is, what does it mean Kisor? Because he said Osu Ono. Moshe Rabbeinu a minute ago said Osu Ono. So when Hashem saw Kisor Lirois, says a Medrash incredible, Maruki so liris, omri b'yitzchok, omar kodesh bochu, so hu ze liris b'tzaron shel Yisrael b'mitzrayim. It's not getting on osur no v'era. Earlier on, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu left the palace of Paro, knowing that unless he leaves the palace of Paro from the comfort and he experiences a bit, he suffers together with Klal Yisrael, he will never become Mishrin Shel Yisrael. He had that koyach of soul that he was Yetzer Elochim, Lies Losim Eino Velibe Aleim, only that he was Zeicha Kodesh Baruch, who says, Lefikoch Roy Hu Lies Roy Aleim. Says a man, the shepherd, he's going to be their shepherd and to say, take them out to Mitzrayim. And Middle Kineged Middle, the apostle carries on in Vayale Kimis Bnei Yisrael, Vayede Elohim. Rashi says, Vayale Kimis Bnei Yisrael, Vayede Elohim. Rashi says, Kavayochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts the same way that we act to him, or the way we act with Bein Odom Lachaveyu. Vayede Elohim Nosan Aleim Leiv V'Lehelim Einov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavayochel, because Moshe Rabbeinu went out of his way to feel for Klal Yisrael, as Midrashim tell us Klal Yisrael felt for each other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midah Kemet Negen Midah Vayed Elekim Nosnem Lei V'Lehelim Aleim. Ebyelus Naibshitz says a gewaltige Wort. He says, we know the Shevet Levi, Rashi says, Moshe and Aaron were able to walk into the palace of power whenever they wanted. Why weren't they in the Shibud Mitzrayim? Pyro was going to that all Klal Yisrael should work hard. How come Moshe and Aaron, say Chazal, what? Shevet Levi, say Chazal, Shevet Levi were excused. Zokte Yezus Aibishitz, Amamish Divri Nevius. Why would Pyro excuse Shevet Levi? And he says, listen to this from Yevgenius Naibishitz. He says, because Pyro saw through his astrologers that Moshion Shel Yisrael will be born. Where? From Shevet Levi. He didn't know who, but he knew that in Shevet Levi we Mishion Shel Yisrael. He said, Poshut. He said, I'll pattern the whole of Shevet Levi from doing any work. If Shevet Levi are not involved in Shibud Mitzrayim, they will not feel for their brethren that Mishion Shel Yisrael, who they saw in the astrologers would come up, will never happen. He'll be excused from the whole of Shevet Levi, won't have to work. They won't feel for their brothers, and they'll be sitting back, they'll be sitting at home, they won't have to do anything. Never will it come on Mishrim Shel Yisrael. As is Dr. Bienes Nebshitz. What he didn't realize, Paro, was the koyach of Shevet Levi. That even though they were excused from work, the Medrash tells us that they call their children Miriam, Aaron, Moshe, were all names to be mishtatif, and so is his soul. That what Paro didn't realize is that they might be excused from work, but vayetse Moshe v'elochiv. Lies nosen edav meitzalem. Rebel Pavaski Shlita, the Rashi Ponovich, I once heard, he printed it in the Sefer. He says, you look at the difference between Miriam and Nevi'o, when she's standing by the Yor, with Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Yor, she puts him in the river. She stood by, she put him in the water, she had no idea what was going to happen, there's nothing she could do now, but she didn't move from there. She stayed with him, she watched over him, she felt for him. Says Rebel Pavaski, look at Hogar and Yishmael. Yishmael was going to die. Hogar takes him to the desert. Vatelech vateshev lo mineged ki omu al er b'mois hayoled. The mother who puts Yishmael in the desert to die, she moves away. She says, I don't want to wash him. I don't have any feeling for him. She dafkos, he goes away in order. The difference between Shevet Levi on one hand and Hogar and Yishmael on the other hand is the chiluk. Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael that koyach to lies, as Rashi says, nosan eino v'libo lies meitzalem. To realize that if you don't see it, you won't experience it, you won't feel for them. Moshe Rabbeinu went out of his way. In the same way, that was Yosef HaTzadik's answer. Coming back to what we asked. The brother said, please forgive us for the Averia, the Averia Mechira Yosef, of putting you through what we put you through, the Mechira to go to Golos, down to Mitzrayim, he says, pray for everything. Beis Asurim, says Yosef HaTzadik, no. Atem chashavtem alai roa, elikim chashav ala teiva. Says Erachem HaKadosh, Avada, your plan was a most terrible plan, an avera of selling me. But it turned out it was all for the good. I mean, Mele, says Erachem HaKadosh, because through that I was able to save you. And therefore you don't deserve a kapara. You may have planned to do an avera, but since it came to that we were saved like that, your whole family was saved, you don't get punished. At a pen of Erachem, Yosef HaTzadik had to go through and suffer everything he did to save? And the answer is yes. Had Yosef not gone down the way he would have gone down, had he not suffered the way he suffered, he would never have felt for his brothers and looked after them. La'achis Amrov, who are mashpida, he looked after Yaakov only because every single suffering that he went turned out to be part of the Hatzala, that through that Yosef HaTzadik looked after his father and his brothers. That's l'chor the yisod of the Shaila and the Tshuva between the brothers of Yosef who wanted Kapara, and they asked for Mechila, and Yosef said, you don't need Mechila. And this incredible yisod, which comes out from the Rechem HaKodesh's Prat, in what Yosef HaTzadik answered, that a person wants to do an Avera. He planned to do an Avera, but it turned out for the good. It turned out... It saved life, whatever it is. And then a person doesn't need mechila, doesn't need slicha v'chapara. A person, it's not an avera at all. That's l'chor what comes out from the Erachem HaKadosh. The problem on this Erachem HaKadosh and the way Yosef HaTzadik is answering the brothers, as it's l'chor neged the mefurash Gemara, where it appears from the Gemara that that's not the case. That if a person has the machshava to do an avera, and he does what he does that mitzvah which he thinks is an avera, but it turns out that it was not an avera, he still requires slicha v'chapor, he still requires an atonement. Although it never turned out to be an avera. Somebody cooks on Shabbos. He planned to do an avera, he cooked on Shabbos, but it turned out there was a cholish yesh b'sakon who partook of the food and it saved life. It appears from the Gemara you still need slicha v'chapor. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara is a few places in Kiddushin, in Nozir, where Rabbi Akiva, one of the famous times when Rabbi Akiva cried. The Pasuk says when it comes to Haforas Habal in Parshas Matos, a husband can be mefer the Nedarim of his wife. The Pasuk says, Isha Haferom, v'Hashem Yislach lo. The husband can forgive, can be mefer the Neder, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive her. Fred the Gemara, what's going on there? If a woman makes a Neder, and she transgresses a neder, and her husband had been made for the neder, why does she need slicha? Says the Gemara in Gnozin Kiddushin, Bamea Kosu Medabe, Beisho Shehofe Lo Baelo Behi Lo Yodo. A woman made a neder that she's not going to eat a piece of cake, and her husband was made for the neder in the next room. She never heard about that for her. So now the cake is mutter to eat. But she didn't know. She thought it was also to eat. Isha shofel abayl v'liyodo. And she went ahead and ate it thinking she's oyven aveira because she didn't know her husband was made for her. Lemaisa, her husband was made for it. V'Hashem yislach lo. She still needs slicha v'chapara. U'kishahoyo magia Rebbe Akiva eats a posuk zeh. And every time Rebbe Akiva used to get to this posuk, hoyo boicha. He used to cry. What did she do, Eddie, this woman? She wanted to be over the neder. She wanted to eat that cake, which was also named. But the maisa became mutter, and the pasuk still says, Vashem yislach lo, although she never committed an avera. Madoch, such a woman is kapara. Somebody wants to do naver and actually does naver, avad nisich v'chapor. But what you see from this Gemara Klor is that if somebody has an intent to do naver and he carries out his maaseh, she wants to eat this piece of cake, naver, and she carried it out. But it transpired that it was really mutter because her husband, the next one, was made for the neder. She still has to kapara because at the end of the day, she planned to do an avera and she fulfilled her wish to do that maisa, even though the ends, in the end, it came out it was mutter, but it doesn't justify the means. Yet here, at the end, you need kapara. So what's Erachim HaKadosh saying by Yosef HaTzadik? He says, you don't need kapara. You may have done a terrible avera, he said to his brothers. You sold me down to Mitzrayim. You caused me terrible aggravation for many, many years. But it doesn't matter. Because although you planned to, but it turned out all for the good. You saved the lives. Says Yosef HaTzadik, you don't need slicha v'chapara. You don't need Hashem Alekim Chashov on the Torah. You don't need Rabbo says Erechaim not in Bidine Odom not Bidine Shemaim. What's going on? At the end of the day, they intended to do something bad. They should still need Sich Rabbo. They turned out for the good. And although Yosef HaTzadik slightly better, because not only did it turn out that they never did an Aveira, they were Mekayim a mitzvah. But a mitzvah was fulfilled, the lives were saved. Pikuach nefesh, atzolus ufoshes. But it's clear from the poskim that even if a mitzvah comes out, and it transpires that it was mutter, but if you plan to do an Aveira, you still need Sichem Chaporah. Two incredible psokim Rabbi Yisai, one from Mishrei Mezamon Orbach, and one from the Chofetz Chaim. Vei negia locha lemaisa. If somebody on Shabbos is pikuach nefesh, he needs to call a doctor. Incredible psak of Shlomo Zalman. He needs to call a doctor to do a malach on Shabbos to save his life. He's got a choice of two doctors. A doctor who's Shlomo Shabbos, but of course, b'mokim pikuach nefesh is allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So this doctor who's Shlomo Shabbos, he always keeps Shabbos, but he knows he's allowed to do it. Or, Rachman Etzan, a doctor who's a mechal Shabbos, who doesn't care to be mechal Shabbos. He's quite happy to be murdered against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which one should he take? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, you know which one he should take? He should take the frum doctor who knows that it's permitted to do it on Shabbos. Because the one who's quite happy to be Mechal Shabbos, he's quite happy to be Mechal Shabbos. When he goes, he thinks he's being Mechal Shabbos. The truth is, he's not being Mechal Shabbos, he's saving life. And therefore, he hasn't committed an aveir. But his plan, he's thinking, is Mechal Shabbos. Reb Akiva cried. But at the end of the day, you need Slicha V'Chapor if you plan to do an aveir, even though it was never an aveir. So this doctor's not from. He thinks, yeah, I'm going every week. He's murdered against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Mechal Shabbos. Pum, this week, he won't be Mechal Shabbos. But you're going to cause him to do something which needs a kapor. You'll be over the flame if you take that doctor. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, no. You should rather take the doctor who knows he's allowed to, he's got no intent on being Mechal Shabbos. Even though you're Mekayim a mitzvah, but you still shouldn't take that one because the other doctor will need kapor, although he saved life like with Yosef HaTzadik. The other psak of the Chofetz Chaim, Abayis and Hilchas Lashon Hara, an incredible psak of the Chofetz Chaim. You know, Lashon Hara, one of the various chamuros, if you say Litaelis, if you've got all the conditions of Teles, you're allowed to say Lashon Hara. I'm allowed to say Lashon Hara of somebody else, but Teles. Somebody asked me about a shidduch, about a certain person, to give him information. If it's for Teles, I'm allowed to say it. What happens if somebody wants to know information about a shidduch, but he doesn't tell me it's for a shidduch? And I'm still willing to say it, but unfortunately, I'm not so careful on Lashon Hara. He asked me, tell me a little bit about that guy. And he knows I'm going to volunteer information. And he doesn't tell me it's for shidduch. I think I'm doing an aveira, but I'm one of those people, unfortunately, who's quite happy to say Lashon Hara. So he's asked me to volunteer information, and he's going to get the information out of me, but he doesn't tell me it's for shidduch. I will be over an aveira, because although if there is a teles, it is mutter, there's a huge teles out of it, but my plan is to do an aveira. Lemaise is, I want to eat bosa chazit and a bosa tle, because there's a good purpose in it. I will still be sich b'chaporah. Service of Chofetz Chaim, if you want to ask somebody to Lashon Hara for a te'eles, you're allowed to ask him. He's allowed to say, you must tell him it's for te'eles. Because if he's going to volunteer the information without being told it's for te'eles, it'll be mutter for him to say, but he won't realize, he'll think he's doing an avera. And you're over lifleve, says the Chofetz Chaim. Just as Reb Shlomo Zalman said, you should take a frum doctor, not to be marshal the non-frum doctor in his plan to be Mechal Shabbos. When you ask Lashon Hara from some, you must tell him it's a teles. If you don't tell him it's a teles, the guy who's saying it will think he's over an avera. He's over an avera, although it's not over an avera, it's a teles, but you're over lifleve in the Sicha B'chaporah. Rabbi Yisai, that is the kasha, that's the yesod, which comes up from Rebbe Akiva, Isha HaFeim HaShem Yitzlach Lo, that if you have an intent to do an Aveira, even though it transpired that there was no Aveira, but you still need Slicha V'Chaporah. What's going on with Achi Yosef? That Yosef HaTzadik says, you don't need Slicha V'Chaporah, you may have had the bad intent, Rabbi Yisai, you may have intended terrible things, but it all turned out for the good. You don't need Slicha V'Chaporah as Ahim Petruin, Gam b'dinei shomayim, they're potter completely. That is the kash on the rachaim. Rabbi Yisai, we have 5 minutes. I'd like to suggest an answer. Pshat in the rachaim HaKodesh. Let's go back to this principle. A person intends to do an aveira. Let's think of the simplest case. the woman who made an ed on a piece of cake, and she said, "I'm going to eat it." She wants to be an Avarian. She wants to be married against her because she wants to eat it. Her husband in the next room was made for the nether. She never heard about that for Zodom. So she wanted to eat it, and she ate it. But it transpired there was no Avera because her husband was made for it. Says the Pasuk, Hashem Yislach Lo. She still needs Slicha V'chapor. It's an onus, but it's still an Avera. She needs Slicha V'chapor. Feg the Truma Sakri. The Truma Sakri was a brother of Chasei Sachoshim. He asked, what's the idea? Why do you need Slicha B'chapora? At the end of the day, she may have intended to do an Avera. She may have thought the Neder was still there and she'd be able to Avera. That was a plan. But at the end of the day, no Avera was committed. Her husband in the next room was made for the Neder. Why? What's the Havon in the Pasuk? Or in the Bekiva, or in the Pasuk? Hashem, she still needs a Slicha. She has to bang on Yom Kippur. Why do you have to bang on Yom Kippur? What's she done wrong? That is a problem with the whole principle of planning to do an Avera. You carry out what you wanted to do, but it transpired there wasn't an Avera because her husband, the next one, was made for the Neder. You still need Slicha. What have you done already? And I think the Yesod is one Yesod, an important Yesod when we do mitzvahs and when we do Averas. When we do mitzvahs, we get rewarded. There's a gon in Parshas Achrei Mos, in Aderes Eliyahu, the Ramchal says it all over the place, both in mitzvahs and averus. We get rewarded for mitzvahs and we get punished for averus. But there's two rewards in mitzvahs, there's two punishments in averus. Mitzvahs are be'etzem good for us. There's a tikkun that comes from every time we shake lulav, there's a gewaltiger tikkun. We're also fulfilling the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. It's one of the mitzvahs. We get rewarded for listening to him. But besides that, the actual mitzvah is intrinsically good for us, irrelevant of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. But there's a tikkun in the actual fulfillment of a mitzvah. Besides your reward for listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu not commanded us, shaking lulav, it has a tikkun in itself. And Lahabdil Chas V'Shom, Averus is the same thing. Averus, being over an Averu, eating a piece of trefa meat, is a kilkul. It's bad for us. We get punished. The etzem kilkul is bad for us. It's a timtum in our neshama. That's a kilkul. Besides that, for having been over the word of Hashem, Hashem told us not to eat it, we also get punished. The Gon says on the Pasuk, Kushmartem es chukoyse ves mishpotai, asher yasa iso hodam v'chai bohem, ani Hashem. What's it mean, v'chai bohem ani Hashem? The God says, v'chai bohem, every mitzvah you do, you get a chiyus from it. There's a tikkun in yourself. When you do mitzvahs, you do it because you become a better person. Says the Torah, don't do it only because of that. Do it because ani Hashem, because I commanded you. In every mitzvah, there's a tikkun, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. And Averus is the same thing. There's a kilkul. Every time a person eats a piece of trefa meat, there's a kilkul. But more than that, he gets punished because Hashem told him not to. He's married by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's rebelling against Hashem. Besides the kilkul of an Avela, there's a merid against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeisai, there's two halakim of an Avera. Let's talk about Averus, unfortunately. A person gets punished, etzem kilkul of, but there's also because he rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the yesod of Hashem Yislach Lo. A woman who wants to eat a piece of cake, and her husband had been made for the ned in the next room. There's nothing wrong with the cake. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the cake. It will not be mekalkala. Her husband was made for the neder. But there's a merid against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She had a plan to rebel against Hashem. Hashem said, don't eat something to neder. She thought that the neder was still there. She was still had a merid against Hashem. She's rebelling against Hashem. It's true that the cake is not a dover asa, but she thought it was. She thought HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a concept of a merid against Hashem. That's where you get punished for. For the merid against Hashem. That's the yesod of Hashem Yislach Lo. The merid against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There won't be any kilkul. When she eats the cake, it's perfectly mutter. It won't be mekalkala nefesh, so to say. But there's a merid against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take the Ovis before Matan Torah. The Ovis before Matan Torah, they kept kol HaTorah kulo. Even besides the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, they kept all the mitzvahs and they didn't do all the averus. If they would be over an avera before Matan Torah, there would be no merid against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch hasn't told them. There was no Matan Torah yet. they'll get punished in the fact that it'll be a kill call. If they eat a piece of Nevela, in their Madrega, they'll get that kill call. There's no tzibui, there's no merida. But there is a kill call because the Eshem Nevela is Makalkul. But the obvious before Matan Torah that they were punished in the sense because there's something wrong with what, because they understood they mustn't be eaten, and Nevela was a Matamtum even before Matan Torah. When everybody who ate Nevela before Matan Torah were never punished because they were murdered by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem had never commanded them yet, but there was a kilkul. Rabbi say, if that's the case, and obvious before Matan Torah, if they would never need Slich B'chaparah if they planned to eat Nevela, and it never turned out to be Nevela, because there was no merida. The only reason why you get punished when you plan to do an Avera, and like the husband next to his mofa, is because you're moided HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You thought there was something wrong, you're going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need slicha for the merida, for rebelling. But before Matan Torah, there was no rebelling anyway. Now, Bosai, the Avera, I've got to finish in 1 minute. The Avera that the brothers of Yosef did. What Avera did they do when they sold their brothers? What Avera did the brothers do when they sold Yosef? Did they do the Avera of selling, kidnapping a person and selling? The Rechaim HaKodesh in many, many places says that the Avera of kidnapping somebody and selling, they were not over. They sat at the interior, they sat down, and they paskin his chayev to be sold. What did they do? Avon Hashem imanachnu al Hashoreinu b'tzoras nafshe b'tzchanu aleinu v'leishomanu. They were even aware, which Erechem HaKodesh explains. I'm going to just read it. V'ulai shinskabnu leimaliyah shetzidu b'tzam tzorazuim u'bishul mecha Yosef. They tried to work out what aware in Parshas Mikates. What aware did they commit? Did they send? They said, no, there's nothing wrong. As Erechem says, as I explained earlier, that they were right to sell him. It was midas achesed. They should have had a bit of mercy on him. When they see their younger brother begging for mercy, they should have had rachmonos. And there was a mid of achzorius. This thing, this avera was maguna letzadikim. This is not an avera which is HaKadosh Baruch has commanded us. It's not. And especially not Kodem Matan Torah. This Avera that the brothers did, that they were Achzoria, against their brother, they had no Rachmonus, is no Avera of rebellion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never Mitzav in the Torah. It's only for Tzadikim, Tzadikim and their Madrega shouldn't do that Avera. It was Kodem Matan Torah. So anyway, Kodem Matan Torah, there was no tzivui. But even without that, possibly even after Matan Torah, it was only for Tzadik. Can I just finish? What, half a minute? I'm running late. Yeah. Let me just finish. And then this Avera, there was absolutely no merida. It was only, there was something wrong with Fila Madrega of Demzok Yus Matzadik God. You may have had a plan, but it was the right thing to do because Tatsalos of Foshas came, Lachis Amrov. So as far as the actual physical, there's something wrong with it, there's nothing wrong. The fact that a merida, because you planned to do an Avera, there was no merida. It's only a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Kodem Matan Torah. Plus it's only something for Tzadikim. There's no merida, and therefore, since it turned out to be good, there was nothing, there's no titles on Tzadikim having done it, because it turned out there was Atzos and Foshas. And mitzad merida, that they were rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was never an Avera, there was never an Issa said that a person mustn't be an Achzori. And therefore, in this particular case, we should both Kodem Matan Torah, and we're talking about a Chet of Achzorius, where there was no tzivri from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person must have Rachmonis, it was only on their Madrega, they should have been careful, there was no Merida, the only problem would have been is, had it not saved life, then they did something which wasn't right, and they deserve a Kapara. But anyway, what actually happened turned out for the good, and as far as the Merida, Rebbe Kiva of Isha Afirim Hashem Yislachlo, there was never any tzivri on it. And therefore in this particular case, it's absolutely true, and that's where the Rechaim compares it to giving to somebody a cup of poison, and it turned out wine. He said, "Well, only wine about the poison of it." And the poison, there was no poison, but it turned out for the good. As far as the Merid is concerned, there was no tzibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was no rebellion, and therefore they're not even chayv afilu b'dei shamayim. I'm sorry, I've gone over time. Yeah, sorry. What? No.
No, it was in the first half. Why did it took the first half? Why did it take the first half?
Amen. 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 Amen